Okay, a lot of times I think about planning. I love this analogy where we have all this amazing stuff, and oftentimes we try to shove it all in a jar and it just doesn't fit. And it kind of seems impossible, and sometimes it is. But I think if we put things in the proper order and have a proper perspective, we can have a good fit and feeling good. That doesn't necessarily mean every day everything's going to fit in that jar, but when we step back and we have those moments, we're not feeling like failures and we're feeling good about what we're doing at home. And then, of course, that's the jar where everything fits. The key to this is to set a goal or intention, and these need to be the foundation of your homeschooling year. As Mindy talked about, asking us, why are we doing this? What is the goal? Sometimes we get pressured by, state requirements or these checklists that tend to sometimes drive our lives, and they kind of take us off track from remembering why we're here and why we're doing this. So make sure you have that foundation. For me, over the course of the years, sometimes my foundations have been relationships with my kids. Sometimes it's been dealing with a struggling reader, or I have a child who's ADHD, and he spent 2.5 years in the same math book. And I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But it's focus on those goals and those cores.